Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. 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 Just got done eating breakfast. Had watermelon, some watermelon this morning. Normally it's been difficult to find good sweet watermelon in the grocery store, but Walmart has these little, I guess, personal melons. They're very small for about $3. They're actually been pretty sweet here the past couple of days. What are you having for breakfast this morning? What sounds good? I know I could use a good omelet this morning with perhaps some steak meat and onion and bell pepper. Yeah, I'm hungry this morning. That watermelon didn't fill me up, but it was good. It was good. So hope everybody is doing good this morning. Again, I just wanted to just drop in for a moment and talk about money today. I know that's going to be so much fun talking about money. So give me just a moment. We'll be right back, and then we'll go ahead and start today's episode. All right, so I am Brother Juan. I am the owner of Next Step Financial Partners Tax and Accounting. I help coaches, consultants, course creators, solopreneurs increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning so that you can empower your clients to achieve their goals, grow your business, and fulfill your purpose. This is Biz Talk with Brother Juan. This is to help you navigate your biz so that you can be more profitable and gain a greater level of financial freedom through entrepreneurship. And today we're going to be talking about breaking the income ceiling as a coach or consultant, breaking the income ceiling as a coach or consultant. When you trade your time for a fee, there is an income ceiling that you will ultimately reach. Whether you are full-time or part-time as a coach consultant, there are only so many sessions per day, so many sessions per week that you can handle. Then depending on your personality type, you could further limit the amount of sessions you can take in any given week. Not to mention the administrative duties, the bookkeeping, content creation, being social on social media. The closer you get to maxing out your time, the greater your risk of burnout as well. And so how can you break that income ceiling? First of all, you need to evaluate your biz model. Evaluate your biz model. This would describe how your biz operates. How do you get clients? What are your fees? What type of coaching and consulting do you actually do? Do you have a biz model that is set up in such a way that will help you scale your business? So you have a biz model, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Hopefully it is intentional and strategic in the way that you set up how you operate your biz. But even if it's not intentional, you operate your biz a certain way. And so you have a business model, whether it's intentional or unintentional. So you have to evaluate that biz model that you do have. Secondly, we need to determine your current financial situation. Are you currently profitable? How has this changed over the course of time? How does the future look as you move forward? And these questions can only be answered through your bookkeeping. Again, bookkeeping is the documentation, the record keeping of your historical transactions. And so over the course of time, your bookkeeping will tell a story about your business. And by looking at your bookkeeping, then we can determine what your financial situation is, how it has changed over time, and even use it to help project what you would do in the future with your current business model, right? And so that, again, is done through bookkeeping. And if you don't have bookkeeping set up some kind of way, then you should definitely be starting there. So how can you break that income ceiling? So first of all, You need to develop a biz model that allows you to take on more clients without increasing your time. Again, you need to develop a biz model. That means it has to be strategic. It has to be intentional. So you need to develop one that allows you to take on more clients without increasing your time. Hopefully, over the course of time, it would actually reduce the time and still allow you to take on more clients. And so you have to look at your business model. And I've said before, you know, coaching consulting is one of the easiest industries that you can get into because there is a low overhead. You can do it virtually. You can do it at home. And so you can start a coaching consulting business part-time, right? And so no matter where you are, your business model, your biz model should be developed, right? So that it would allow you to take on more clients without increasing your time. The second thing, you have to raise your prices. You have to raise your prices if you want to get past that income ceiling. Now, just think about this. I don't even know how much you're charging. But if you are approaching that income ceiling, in order for you to break through, you have to raise your prices, right? And I don't even need to know how much you're charging. And I can tell you this. So when your calendar starts to get full, the value of your time increases. This is basic economics, right? Economics would say increased demand correlated with decreasing supply equals increasing prices. So increased demand would be your calendar starting to get full. That's an increased demand. A decreasing supply, you're only allowed it a certain amount of time, right? So whatever amount that is, how many of the sessions you can handle a day, how many you can handle a week, that's not going to increase. And so that supply of your time begins to decrease. And so the only thing that happens as a result is that you increase your prices, right? Because that demand is increasing, your supply is not going to increase. You've reached a ceiling. And so you have to increase your prices. So whether it's done incrementally over time, it is bound to happen. That's another way that you can increase or break through that income ceiling. So also you have to get out of your comfort zone, right? When you're out of your comfort zone, as far as how you are operating your business, then it's time to get help, all right? You ultimately want to go where you've never been in your business, right? You want to go where you've never been. And I'm not talking about finding another guru to follow. I'm talking about an investment that you make in your biz. You see, accounting principles can help you evaluate your biz profitability, and through time will help you see what is working for you and what is not working at all. And then you will know when it's time to do away with certain things that you offer perhaps in your business, or it will also tell you what will need to be adjusted. And so you can make little tweaks over time and then evaluate the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of those adjustments. And so I don't know where you are in your biz situation, but if you are reaching that ceiling, or if you have reached that income ceiling and you're ready for a strategic partner, I've set aside some time to speak with you. So feel free to click on the link that is associated with this video, and you can book a free 15-minute biz strategy session with myself. And then we can determine where you are, determine if my services would be a good fit. And if we're a good fit to work together, we would be more than happy to look into that. And so again, breaking that income ceiling, that's ultimately going to happen if you're simply trading time for fees, then again, there are ways to break past that ceiling, because as you approach that ceiling, burnout begins to happen. You become more stressed. You may become more irritable because your time is being used. Your energy is being drawn away from you. You don't really have that time to replenish unless you set your ceiling lower, but then again, that income ceiling would be lower as well. And so again, today we talked about breaking the income ceiling as a coach or a consultant, and it becomes applicable in many other industries as well. So again, if you need us, feel free to reach out to us here at Next Step Financial Partners and click on that link for a free 15-minute biz strategy session, and we can discuss your biz and see if we're a great fit together. This is Brother Juan with Next Step Financial Partners, Tax and Accounting. Thank you for watching this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. Then we will see you next time. Y'all have a great day.